In the 19-teens and early 20s, motorists did not find their route by a highway number, but rather a name. They were a narrower and slower version of today's interstates, and today we follow one of those old routes on this edition of the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
When Americans first began driving cars, they quickly realized they needed good roads to drive them on.
They were called blazed roads because the way you found your way from place to place was they would actually, on the telephone poles, paint the symbol of the highway. They didn't have numbers, they had names.
Carol Bowles shares the story from Harrisonville, just south of Kansas City. In most cases, there was not a federal or even state highway system in place to pave those roads. It was up to local communities to improve the paths for cars to travel. The major highway that passed here was called the Jefferson.
It would start in Louisiana, in New Orleans, and go all the way up to Winnipeg, Canada. All of that was part of the Louisiana Purchase that was made by President Jefferson.
Thus, the Jefferson Highway was born. The route through Missouri is today U.S. 71 and Interstate 35. In several places, two different locales claimed to have the official route. That occurred when both Kansas and Missouri laid claim to the highway. Soon, businesses grew along the routes.
Tourist camps would spring up along the highways. People would actually put up a tent and camp. Then they would build little one-room shacks, basically, to be a tourist cabin. And then it would evolve into a group of cabins, like we think of as a motel. This is really the beginning of the tourist trade and tourism as an industry.
There were many other named routes, such as the Lincoln Highway that stretched from New York to California. But here, it was the Jefferson Highway that ruled the road. Traveling the countryside in Harrisonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.